It is a Falcons Friday on Sports Radio 92.9. The Game Morning Show with John and Hugh. Hope you're having a great start to your weekend. Coverage begins with the Wait Ford Tailgate Show at 9 a.m. to the Bud Light Countdown at kickoff at 11. And, of course, the kick at 1 o'clock with Wes, Dave, and John at Mercedes-Benz Stadium. Critical game for both teams, but especially for the Atlanta Falcons on Sunday. We are going to be joining the morning show at 105.3 The Fan in Dallas. Their show live with our show live in a moment. Shan Sheriff and R.J. Toppy. We did this last year. It was a lot of fun playing with those guys. And so as soon as they get online out of their commercial break here at the top of the hour, we'll join them live. But, boy, yeah, you can't undersell how, Hugh, we talked about it this week. The next 5 days is going to well define your season.
Yeah, it's going to be one of those situations, John, where we'll either be talking about playoff potential or potential draft picks. That's about it. You know, we'll probably be talking about one individual's job status. You know, he might be relieved of duty, you know, because there's been some conversation about that. Mm-hmm. And I ain't talking about Coach Quinn. So it's gonna be interesting. It's one of those games where it's a must-win game, must-win.
And the Cowboys come in 4-5, the Falcons 4-5, with Philadelphia also 4-5, and all three of those teams, you know, kind of peeking up at the last team in at the moment is the Minnesota Vikings. They're 5-3-1, so you're a game and a half back. And in theory, everybody wants to be kind of like where the team is right now coming off the Cleveland game, but just compare that to where you thought they were coming off the Washington game. You know, you could turn this around and get things going in the right direction, and it's going to be, look, there's nobody say it's going to be easy. But can they beat Dallas? They've done it before. Can they go to New Orleans and beat the Saints? They've done that before.
Yeah.
And but, so it'll be interesting to see if, in fact, they can pull off this doubleheader here. But you got to start Sunday with Dallas. Now, 105.3 The Fan in Dallas, R.J. Choppy and Shan Sheriff are the hosts of their morning show, and we're going to be going into their show, and they're going to be coming into ours here at 92.9 The Game. Guys, are you with us?
Last year got a little contentious. I can't remember. Let's check.
He was cool. He was very cool. Fricky, I think, he was upset with us.
He
no,
was?
I wasn't upset with you. Oh. I just don't agree with you.
What about well, what? About what don't you agree about?
About life.
A life? Life?
Here we go.
Wind them up. Let's go.
Here we go. How you guys doing down there in Dallas?
I think we're doing kind of the same as you guys.
No, not really. Let me put this out here before we get started.
You are. Same record.
We got the same record, but we're planning on keeping our coach. We ain't talking about getting rid of our coach.
Okay.
Well, we would be excited to get rid of our own. That's for sure.
Yeah.
See, that's the difference between us.
Okay. And but our, you guys are much more of a disappointment than we are this year.
Damn.
You know, you guys have the all-world offense. Ooh. You got the future Hall of Fame quarterback. Ooh. You got amazing weapons.
Yeah. Wait a minute. Say that again.
That's true.
The future Hall of Fame quarterback.
One more time for the people in Atlanta.
People in Atlanta want to get rid of him?
I didn't say that. I'm just saying. I just want you to confirm that.
I
think he's going in the same level as Rivers. You know, Roethlisberger. I put him a tiny bit behind, but those other guys are going in. He's better than Eli Manning. You know, the biggest gift that the Hall of Fame will ever see.
When he gets a defense on the other side, he's shown that he can take you places.
Yeah, I think Ryan Romo, I guess that could turn into a fight.
Oh, for God's sakes, are you kidding me?
Oh, God, here we go, Fricky.
For the benefit of the audience in Atlanta on 92.9 The Game, this is 105.3 The Fan in Dallas, Shan Sheriff and R.G.
Sheriff.
We call him the sheriff, though.
I know. Yeah,
we call him the sheriff.
My
right?
parents.
We do call him the sheriff.
That's what I'm saying.
It was my parents' fault.
Okay, whatever.
Whatever.
Yeah.
I mean, all right, Frikey.
What, you think that's never happened in my life? Come on.
That's bright true.
Well, I was just telling you what the real name was. I'm not getting ticked about it. I'm just correcting you.
Changed it
that's,
at some point, you know. But
oh, yeah.
Here's the thing.
I'm
curious, RJ. I'm curious, you guys. Have you learned to block since the game last year?
Ooh.
Well, we learned to put our starting left tackle back in. That was the key.
You guys don't have Adrian Claiborne. You don't have all-world Adrian Claiborne anymore. So what are you going to do?
Yeah, well, you made him look all-world.
Yeah.
It's true.
Well, then, and Chaz Green is now gone. Rest in peace. Mm-hmm. See you later.
Byron Bell.
But you definitely don't have any defense left over now. I mean, you guys are horrific on defense. Isn't that true? Or is Deion Jones going to come and save everything?
We got Bruce Irvin.
Well, congrats. He's been there for, what, 4 days, I think, maybe?
He's been here 6 days.
I bet he's buying in 100%.
How 200%. How bad is the defense, Hugh? And is it like Zeke Elliott is really our weapon, and then Amari Cooper, and that's basically it?
I'm a realist. I'm being honest. Nick Chubb had a hell of a game last week.
Yeah.
Ezekiel Elliott is a different animal. He looks like an Ewok. He's a different Ewok. He looks like an Ewok. Just wanted to put that out there. I'm pretty sure that I am not the first person to say that. I love Zeke. He's a, you know, Ohio State kid. But he's a different animal. He's a beast. That is going to be a tough matchup. But this defense has stepped up to the plate. I'm sure you've heard of Adrian Peterson. You've heard of Saquon Barkley.
We have.
Shut both of those guys down. Shut him down.
Adrian's like 40, though.
Yeah, but it still counts.
He's your age, Hugh. Come on now.
That ain't right. Yeah, no, but he was still – he was balling before he came into that game against the Falcons. So ha! Ain't nobody scared. Ain't nobody scared of Zeke Elliott.
I really like Hugh with the manufactured enthusiasm.
What do you mean? This isn't manufactured?
You think he likes the Cowboys?
No, not that he likes the Cowboys, but he's overhyping Atlanta here a little bit.
I am not overhyping.
It's good. I like it.
I'm representing.
That's a great way to say it.
You are the Dallas Cowboys. Mm. And I'm a pick anybody over you guys any day.
Did you hate the Cowboys while you were playing for Filthy? We just went back and forth with this Angelo Cataldi and all these meatballs in Philly.
Hold up. We ain't got to talk about that game last week. We're not in Philadelphia. We're in Atlanta right now.
Okay.
So we ain't got to mention that. We ain't got to talk about that.
See? He's representing again. He's totally shedding the color green. For the hometown listeners. That's good.
I'm just saying. We don't need to talk about the past. I'm talking about this game coming up. That's all I'm saying.
Oh, so you don't want to talk about Cleveland, I guess, either.
Not really. Okay. Not really.
By the way, what did happen there?
Yeah. What did happen?
You got to ask John Fricky. What happened, John? I don't know. Ask John.
John Fricky, are you there?
Frick.
This is Shan asking Frick.
I got nothing, Shan. There, I got nothing. I got. I mean,
Cleveland's a good team, yeah, man.
Hold up, wait a minute. Let me finish.
They just fired their coach.
Let me finish. In my defense, they've been drafted in the first round for the last, like, the first top five for the last 6 or 7 years.
And missing.
They got a quarterback now. Baker Mayfield has. More touchdowns than Dak Prescott. How about that? I don't know if that's true, but I'm pretty sure it is. He had 10 last week, and he threw a couple last week, Dak only has 11.
92.9 The Game, 105.3 The Fan in Dallas, both live on each other's morning shows in Dallas and Atlanta. You know, it is interesting. Now, look, we can't talk here because we don't really have much of a Super Bowl win here. We've been twice, but we don't have a title.
And y'all
have
been to the playoffs.
Well, but, you know, I mean, it is interesting that Dallas is
28-3.
I mean, anybody that wants to go back and review the last Dallas Super Bowl has to do it on VHS. It's been a while. Heck, your last playoff win might be VHS.
That is true.
Are you guys proud of
We do have a tape that you can go watch for the last Super Bowl.
Are you guys proud of getting there and, like, blowing the biggest lead in history?
No.
Listen, that ain't fair. No. You ain't got to go there. At least we went.
Okay. Congrats.
Y'all ain't went. When last time y'all went?
Y'all got participation trophies in the studio for it?
That's what they're giving away to the kids nowadays. Yeah. It's about the kids. It's about the effort.
We're going to start calling y'all the Millennial Falcons.
Oh, wow. That's good. That's a good Star Wars reference.
That's the best thing you guys have ever said on your show.
I can't lie.
That was pretty good.
So are you guys for real? Because we are the definition of inconsistent. Not our radio show. We're amazing. But the team is so inconsistent. Do you guys, is it the same thing? You have no idea what Falcons are going to show up? Or the home ones, you do know. You know what's going to happen at home.
No, not even then.
You know what? This is a bad trash talking session. I just figured that out because it's like we really can't talk trash because you know what? To your point, you're right. It's one of those games where you look at the game coming up and you look at the person and you're like, well, I know they can beat the Dallas Cowboys because they beat them before, mm-hmm. but will they?
Let's talk about Luka Doncic and Trae Young then. All right, what trade would you go back and make? Would you guys swap out? I don't think you would, but you have a ton of wideouts.
Yeah.
We chose Van Der Esch over Ridley. Uh-huh. A lot of fans not happy about it.
Right.
But Van Der Esch is playing fantastic.
Yeah, I like him. He's a pretty good player.
I'd probably go back and make the Herschel trade again. How about that?
Would you trade Ridley for Van Der Esch today, and would you trade Trae Young for Doncic? And I hope you obviously answer the second one yes.
No, because look, if the Hawks end up with Zion, you're going to have a three that's better than Doncic, and you're going to have a true point.
No, oh, so it's all based upon getting Zion.
Well,
that doesn't mean
look at the Hawks.
Zion is already
you're not
going
to get Zion. Zion's going to go in the top five. We're top five
what
protected.
Do you think the Hawks are?
But oh, you're going to get on your own pick.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Hey, I got a question for both of you guys in Dallas here. I'm going to be hosting a cook-off before the game on Sunday, okay, at Mercedes-Benz Stadium. There are two celebrity chefs that are going to be out there, okay? Mm-hmm. One's from a restaurant called Kaima here in Atlanta, which is fabulous. And there's a Dallas chef. His name is, if I'm pronouncing it correctly, John Tessar or Tessar.
Oh, yeah. He's a psycho chef.
Oh, he is?
Yeah.
At a restaurant called Knife. Is Knife any good?
Yeah, it's an awesome steakhouse. Not as good as Nick and Sam's here, where all the celebrities go. But yeah, this guy, look him up. He's like the crazy psycho chef.
Not like
country.
Salt Bay, is he? That guy's terrible.
Wait, do I have to worry about him around knives? I mean, I have to stay clear here.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
No, he's got skills.
I'd bring a machete if I were you.
What do you guys know for food wise? We're looking forward to our trip for the Super Bowl.
Bingo,
scout it out for us.
To visit because the Dallas Cowboys aren't going to the Super Bowl.
You ain't gonna be in it either.
We got a better chance than you do.
Excuse me, we're hosting,
dude. We'll be going down Piedmont with you guys. Super Bowl week.
Yeah. No, I tell you what, the best place to go and me and my man Daryl. It's called Magic City. They have some of the best fish plates and French fries in the city.
Stop. What is it, RJ?
No, seriously.
It's one of those joints.
Magic City.
Magic City.
I heard Atlanta has Magic
City's kind of gold clubby.
Okay. Yeah, or Follies. They got some great fish plates. And we get a fish plate and some fries.
Okay.
Magic City don't have windows.
Kind of like Onyx here in Dallas.
Magic City's one of those places that don't have windows.
We don't have a Whataburger, I will tell you that. There's no Whataburger here.
That's right. Okay. You all know nothing about that Whataburger ketchup, do you?
I like Whataburger. I'm the only one here that likes Whataburger.
It's a good spot.
I love it.
It's a great spot. They got some big old burgers too. I like them burgers.
Yeah. What is your prediction for what's going to happen Sunday, guys?
I think the Falcons are going to win. If we could keep this is it. You got to keep Ezekiel Elliott to under 100 yards. I saw during the reports that your defense is a little banged up. Got to take advantage of that. Got to take advantage of that defense. Got to keep Ezekiel under 100 yards and keep Matt Ryan upright and try to get going faster. Because last week, I think they were a little sluggish. Get going faster, we win the game.
Okay.
Hugh, over under 48.5 points.
Over. See, you know what? I don't know, man, because I thought the point score total was going to be a lot different than it was last week.
What are you guys saying over there? What are they saying in Dallas?
This is different.
I'm thinking under. I don't know if we can score 30 points.
Yeah. Then you're dead in the water.
Yeah, we're all very fearful
you just said,
of the
John,
Cowboys.
You didn't know what was going to happen at home or away?
Well, no, I mean, I just generally think that. I don't know if they're going to win. Look, they have a
defense. Like
the Cowboys have a good defense. Not like you guys are terrible, but the Cowboys have a really good defense.
Scares me. I know. I got you.
You can go look at all the other players. We got basic shutdown corner Byron Jones.
We got Julio Jones.
We got the better of the two Joneses, though.
Know where the end zone is? Yeah.
Byron catches more passes in the end zone than Julio does.
Julio's going for 2,000 yards, though, this year. Yeah, that was my prediction.
Scoring back-to-back games.
Yes.
Mm. Ooh, wow,
cookies. Again, another participation trophy. Put it in. Send it over to Fricky, what's going to happen?
Oh, well, you know what I think is going to happen. I think you guys are going to get worked.
Okay. Beat down. Blowout.
Yeah.
I don't know about work now.
Yeah, okay. I think so.
Work.
We're the number six defense in the league.
I don't know about work now. But what does that mean? Baltimore's the number one defense in the league. What's their record? The same as everybody else's.
Yeah, but they
4-5. That's terrible.
Okay, so just being a good defense doesn't mean anything.
Not this year.
Okay.
Yeah, not this year.
That's true. I got you. I get it.
But I don't know about work. I think it's gonna be a tightly contested game. Because there's some talk that Dak is probably going to – they're going to try to move Dak around a little bit as far as, like, let him be a little bit more mobile.
No, they need to. We demand it, and it seems like every other game they go away from it.
What do you guys think of Dak Prescott?
I think Baker Mayfield's a better quarterback than Dak Prescott.
Agree. Okay. Well, Baker's the
number one overall pick. Yeah. Let's move on from that.
Okay, fine. But he's he's the quarterback of America's team.
Yeah.
And you know, you guys always overinflate everything that you do. So that's what that is, and that's why I said it, because y'all thought he was the world. That's why y'all got rid of Tony Romo. Now,
well, Tony Romo was handicapped.
Yep.
His body would have exploded with another hit.
But, y'all needed.
I have one final question because I know we're running out of time, but I want to ask the guys in Dallas, who are you more sick of talking, Jerry Jones or Jason Witten?
I was about to think, good job, Fricky. Good job.
That's
Fricky.
A good Get question. Him,
well, it's not Jerry. He's on our show every week. Witten is not been good in the broadcast booth.
I think he's terrific. He might be the best analyst.
Yeah, that's because you're a volunteer. But no,
right,
man.
Go Vols, baby.
It's very generic.
All your UT alums in the ATL.
Witt, Boog, and Tess have all had a tough go.
What Falcons are in the broadcast booth?
Tony Gonzalez on the set.
Okay.
Yeah. Barely a Falcon.
Yeah. So
barely a Falcon. What are you talking about?
Well, technically, he's a chief.
That was a troll. That was a troll attempt. But look, guys, let's party in Atlanta.
Yeah.
We can drink our miseries away when we both miss the postseason, because you're going to miss it too.
Celebrate our top 10 picks. Well, y'all's top 10 pick and our second round pick.
We're not subscribing to that.
And we'll have a fish platter, Hugh. We'll go out. Fish platters on us. Extra tartar sauce.
Oh, jeez. That's aggressive right there.
I caught that, by the way.
Yeah.
I caught that.
Good.
Yeah.
All right, boys. Enjoy the game. It was fun as always.
My hands are clammy right now.
Get the freak out of here.
Get the freak out of here, Frank. Freak out of here. Freaking Frank. Freaking Frank.
Okay. 105.3 The Fan in Dallas.
I think that went better than it did last year. Really wasn't no heat in the trash talk because both our teams are kind of in the same spot. But, you know, hey, it went pretty good. I think it went pretty good. I think it went okay.
All right, let's get back to the business of football. Matt Ryan, Dave Archer go first and 10. Getting ready for our pick six segment where we'll pick the games, including the Falcons and Cowboys. Take a wild guess. First, though, let's get the inside story on this game from the quarterback, Dave Archer going first and 10 with Matt Ryan.
About our brotherhood, man, how tight we can get.
This is the First and 10 with Dave Archer and Matt Ryan on the home for our Atlanta Falcons, Sports Radio 92.9, The Game.
Matt, back home, no disappointing loss for you guys in Cleveland. Had a lot of momentum going. How do you flush that out of your system, get ready for this one?
You get back to work. I mean, that's probably the best thing you can do. After a tough one, you know, the best thing is to get out onto the practice field and to start preparing for your next opponent. So that was important for us this week, is to kind of turn that page and focus on improving.
This is a team you saw last year, obviously a tremendous defensive performance. We know AC went off in this game, had 6 sacks. How much do you glean from that, or is that in the past? You have to look at what's going on this year.
Yeah, you definitely take a peek at some of the matchups that we had. I think schematically they might be a little bit different this year with the addition of Chris Richard on the defensive side. His kind of flavor of that Seattle-type defense has shown up a little bit more in what they've done up to this point in the season. So we'll use a little bit of the matchups, but the defense schematically is a little bit different.
Two pretty good linebackers when you look at Vander Esch, who seems to have come on, and then you get Jalen Smith, who did a nice job. So what do you see from those two guys and what they can create?
They're both long bodies. You know, they cover a lot of ground with their length. They're physical. They do a good job of tackling, and they're also athletic that they can run and cover. So in that scheme, if they fit really well with what they're asking them to do, and they've played really well thus far this season.
All right, you got a lot of guys involved in the offense, and I think that that's obviously helped you. Hoop really seems to be coming on. He seems to be a guy you really have a pretty good feel for. Has he made that next step for you to become one of those guys you can really depend on?
I think he has. You know, I think he's been one of the guys that, you know, when you start to build the game plan, you start to, you know, build it around what he can do in certain situations to utilize him. He's, you know, when his number has been called this year, he's made plays. And that's the best recipe for getting more plays, is to continue to make them. So I think he's playing at the best level of his career, and I only see it getting better as he goes forward.
Any message that you have for the squad? Obviously work. Let's get ready to win this game. Got another one coming up just 4 days after that. Can't win that game now. You got to win this one. But any message for guys getting ready to go?
You know, it's focus on this week, and don't get lost in the fact that we've got a quick turnaround. We'll have a good plan for that. and that starts Sunday whenever that game is over. But up until then, we need to just keep our mindset on the Dallas Cowboys and find a way to win this game.
Yeah, nice to be back home. Go get you a win, man.
All right, thanks, Arch.
It's Arch and Dave Ryan. By the way, if you're going to the game on Sunday, really kind of cool event that I want you to go to before the game because it's free and it's food, all right? The Fresh District, your Georgia Fresh Food Advocate, hosting a Georgia Beef Grilling Contest between Chef Pano Karatasos of Kaima in Atlanta and Chef John Tisar of Knife in Dallas. That'll be at the stadium. As a matter of fact, it'll be at Falcon Fan Village, right? Falcon Fan Village, 11 a.m. game day. It is free, and so we want you to come by and join us courtesy of the Fresh District, all right? So that'll be a lot of fun at 11 a.m. I'm going to be hosting that at 11 a.m. on Sunday. All right, let's get into the pick six here as we look at some of the games coming up this week in pro and college football. Give us the standing. Who's in are you in last place?
Yes, John, I am in last place. You would be correct.
And who's is Arthur still in first?
Still in first place. Daryl's still in second. You are in third. Hooray! He is in fourth, and I am in
Okay, we're going to go in reverse order then. You ready?
I'm good to go.
Yeah, okay, good. Our first game is going to be, they're not much to pick from college football. We're not going to ask about Georgia and UMass,
we
for crying out loud.
We should have done the spreads on these games and at least picked the team.
Don't be trying to find a way to win. You lose.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well,
cut it out.
I was just trying to make it, okay.
Yeah.
Easier for you to win, you lose.
All right.
Duke and Clemson. Duke is going into Clemson. Duke is 7-3 team with Daniel Jones at quarterback. Who do you like in this game?
I'm going Clemson.
Hugh, who do you like, Duke at Clemson?
Oh, this is a tough choice. Clemson.
Yeah, I can't see Duke winning the game either. I'll go Clemson. Hey, Daryl.
Clemson.
And AT.
Make it unanimous.
And watch Duke's going to win.
No,
second college game, because we only got a couple of college games. Interesting game up in Notre Dame, Indiana, with Syracuse taking on the Fighting Irish. Let's keep in mind Syracuse is number 12 team in the nation. Syracuse goes into Notre Dame. Who's going to win the game?
Notre Dame.
Notre Dame. Hugh, you have a pick on Syracuse, Notre Dame. Like the Irish or the Orange?
I'm going to go Syracuse.
I'm actually going to hang with you. I'm going to go Syracuse as well. I think Syracuse can walk in there and get an upset. What about you, Daryl?
Syracuse.
Uh-oh. It's starting to be
– No, I know a friend of mine. I know Paul is probably listening to the car. He's probably going to call me, text me with some hate text.
What are you thinking there, what are you thinking there, leader? Chalk, are you going Chalk?
Yeah, touchdown, Jesus.
All right, he goes to Notre Dame. Now we get into the NFL. The Panthers and Lions in Detroit. The Panthers and Lions. Panthers coming off a beatdown. Lions coming off their whole season of beatdown. Who do you like?
I'm going Lions.
All right, so you're going to go with the Lions. Go with the home team. What do you like, you?
Panthers Carolina. And
Lions. He likes Carolina. I got to go with Carolina, too, even though I really want to pick the Lions in this game, but I got to go Carolina. Daryl?
Cam.
There you go. And Chalk?
The Lions are kind of having fits with their coach right now. They had to practice outside yesterday.
Ooh, ouch.
And this is an indoor game, and Darius Slay supposedly made some comments to the effect of, we're playing the majority of our games in domes for the next 5 or 6 weeks. Why are we practicing outside? The Lions aren't winning with that kind of attitude. I'm going with the Panthers.
All right, the Eagles and the Saints down in the swamp.
I've already tweeted out my picks, and you will be surprised. I did pick the Saints to win this game.
Yo, wow, you
did.
Oh,
my God.
Man.
That's not a surprise.
Do you want to go last on this, or do you want to go
last? No, it's fine.
Okay.
I picked the Saints, too. That's a very logical pick.
About time.
Yeah. There's no reason you can't. You got to go with the Swampers at home.
Pick the Eagles.
I wasn't talking about you.
The odd thing is, if you're a Falcons fan,
I love you, Whitney,
and a committed Falcons fan like me, you're probably rooting for the Swampers, so I'm going to go the Swampers.
The Saints.
And
well, since we learned a new nickname about Filthy this morning, that was kind of funny. But no, I'm not picking them. 9 in a row.
Yeah, right. Cowboys and Falcons, Wendy.
Rise up.
Rise up, you. There's a pause.
Could you go with somebody else real quick? I'm still thinking.
Rise up, Daryl.
Cowboys.
Ouch.
I can't believe he's taking time on this. Right. He's been saying all week, I can stand the Cowboys.
Right, hey, I don't know what I'm going to get, AT. You know what I mean? I usually have a good feeling if I'm right or wrong. I'm 100% right or wrong. I don't know in this one right now.
I don't know if I can trust Dak Prescott at quarterback. And because of that, I'm going with the Falcons.
All right, up to you there. Dun, 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 dun. You Douglas. Dun, 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 dun.
I say Falcons.
Okay.
It's a flip of a coin, really. It's really, like, because I'm like, man, Zeke feasted on that Eagles defense last week.
All right, last question, Tua. Tua Tagovailoa, does he play against the Citadel, yes or no?
Yes, for a quarter.
Does Tua play against the Citadel, Hugh?
I can see him out there for a quarter, yeah.
I can see him out there for a series, so I'll go yes.
Yes.
And do you see Tua out there?
For a half. Because Nick really? Doesn't care about y'all.
What if he gets injured, though?
Oh, I agree.
Hey, caller number four is going to get two tickets to see Sebastian Maniscalco at the Fox this Sunday right now, 404-741-0929. Two tickets to see Sebastian Maniscalco live Sunday at the Fox to caller number four at 404-741-0929. We slide into the area of the show known as Hughes World.
Yes, well, I got to take something to the lab and do a little bit of investigation before I jump off the cliff. I'll tell you more about that on the other side of Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Friday.
It's not just a Friday. It's a Falcons Friday on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Do y'all understand that I played football 10 years in the NFL? So when I start talking like I'm talking, it's because I'm still in football mode, so back up off.
I don't understand it, bro.
No, but I'm saying that's what I'm saying. You know, you gotta stay focused, man. That's all I'm saying.
Only from the mind
of Hugh Douglas.
Hugh's World has been brought to you by Camus, the game day cognac. Because every day is game day.
Now, something happened last night, John Frick. I was watching a little bit I actually watched this morning a little bit of the Tulane Houston Cougars game. And, you know, we've been talking about, I think since last year, about Ed Oliver and how beastly he is at the D-tackle spot. Ed Oliver hasn't been playing in the last couple weeks because he's had a knee injury. And something happened in that game last night that initially went unnoticed, and then the young lady that was on the sideline, I can't remember her name like right now, I think it was like Laura. What was it? Laura?
Rutledge.
Laura Rutledge. She caught it. And you caught a little bit of it. As they started to get ready, they panned to him, and you saw a little bit of it, and then it went away. But Laura came back, shout out to Laura Rutledge, and she saw what actually happened. And the story was this, John, that Major Applewhite, the coach, went up to Ed Oliver and told him to take off a coat that he had been wearing on the sideline because he hadn't played in the game. Now, the optics of this, I said that I had to go back and be fair in balancing this because, you know, as nowadays, we all have knee-jerk reactions because we only know half of the story. So I wanted to be fair to this story and get the whole story before I dove a little bit deep. And this is what I found out, John. Major Applewhite approached Oliver, who missed four consecutive games because of an injured knee, on the Houston sideline before halftime and removed the lineman's jacket from his shoulder. Oliver could then be seen shouting at Applewhite as the team walked toward the locker room at halftime.
He was yelling.
Yes, and was restrained by Houston Director of Sports Performance, Rob Grace. His job as coach is to help them, like this is what coach said. It's our job as coaches to help them develop and become matured and move on, and that's my job. And if he lets me help him, I absolutely will if I can. He's basically talking about he wants Ed Oliver to come back. But I tell you this, John, initially when I saw it, like, on the sideline during the course of a game, things happen. And coaches have certain rules and everything.
Mm-hmm.
But it's Ed Oliver. It's Ed Oliver. The dude is going to be a first-round draft pick. They even said he's projected to be top seven pick because he hasn't played in four games.
Right.
That probably doesn't make any difference. This boy's a beast. But I know petty when I see it, John Frickie. And Major Applewhite was being super petty. Because let me tell you what happened. This is why I think that he was being petty. Because, no disrespect to AT, because I know he went to Tulane. They were blowing Tulane out. They're blowing Tulane out. I think the score was like 28-7 at the time or something like that. So the young quarterback, Derrick King was going on a simple play, and they were trying to score, and he rolled out, and he ran on the tarmac, and he slipped, and he had an injury.
Mm-hmm.
He had an injury. He injured his leg, and he tried to stay in the game, but he had to come out. So I'm thinking, like, and to that point, Ed Oliver had been wearing this jacket the whole first half. Like, he had this jacket on the whole first half. He's walking around. He's doing what he's been doing the whole time. He's not bothering anybody. He's playing. And you know, he's on the sideline laughing and giggling with folks and everything. But when De'Aaron King got hurt, that changed the dynamic of the game. And they put the young quarterback in. I can't remember the young quarterback's name. Let me see. It's on my sheet of paper. Clayton Tune. They put Clayton Tune in, who did well. But I think coach was upset because his star quarterback had gotten hurt. And as you know, Houston had their seven. I think they're 7-3, but they've had a tumultuous season with all the injuries and everything. They've had a little bit of, you know, and Ed Oliver hasn't been playing. So I think that with the combination of his young quarterback being hurt, him not knowing what Clayton Tune was going to do, coach was a little bit upset. He's a little bit upset because when you see him come to the sideline, John, he rolls right up on Ed Oliver and basically starts to take his jacket off, like real disrespectful, like. And then he comes back and tries to say that he was not trying to single him out and that he was just trying to get him to follow rules that everybody else is following. But I will say this. He had the jacket on the whole entire time before that incident. Now, what were you about to say?
I want to ask a question here. Dig a little bit deeper here. Whatever's going on with Colonel Applesauce and Major Applewhite, whatever, and Ed Oliver, I'm thinking Ed Oliver isn't as injured as he thinks. And Ed Oliver got, we're not going to win the national title, and Ed Oliver has shut it down, and maybe the coach is not happy about that.
And you're probably right, John, but look at it like this. Ed Oliver is projected to be in the top 10 of defensive line. This is the defensive line heavy draft, question about it. He's projected to go in the top 10. This young man stands to make a ton of money.
Right.
When he gets drafted, he's going to be known as a Houston Cougar.
Mm-hmm.
He's done a lot for that organization. He's done a lot for that team and everything. If he doesn't want to play, that's his prerogative.
Oh, no, I have no problem with
that. No, I'm not saying that you don't. But if he decides to shut it down, now he had a legit injury.
He did have a legit injury.
So if he's feeling like he shouldn't play, that's on him. It's not up to you as a coach to get mad. That's petty. Well, that is super petty.
Well, now Ed Oliver is going to have a lot of questions come draft time because he didn't look really good leaving the stadium at halftime either.
So don't nobody care about that. Nobody cares about that.
I think how he handles the situation moving forward, all 32 teams are going to pay attention.
They're
going to
pay attention to it, but he's still going to get drafted in the top
10. Oh, I'm not saying he's not going to get drafted, but that will definitely be a question now that will be asked of Ed Oliver.
The only thing I say is this. They've drafted cats that had issues with domestic violence and everything like that. You really think they're going to have an issue with a coach, him putting his hands on his coach if that was the case? No.
Yeah, well, you know, remember, Major's not his guy. He wasn't recruited by Major. Only reason Ed Oliver went to Houston was because of Tom Herman.
Yeah, and he's gone now. But I just think that, you know, coaches have to realize, man, listen, this guy's done a lot for your program. He's done a tremendous job for your program. If he's gonna make money on the next level, he deserves the right to make that decision.
Nick Bosa did the same thing. I think Major Applewhite is absolutely wrong here. He's definitely wrong. And you know, this is obviously, it's time to move on for Ed Oliver. He's left the Houston Cougars. He may go into the draft, but he's done.
But not only that, John, I will say this. If you're going to, say for instance, if that is your rule and you have a problem with Ed Oliver wearing a jacket on the sideline, wait till you go inside. And say, yo,
yeah,
Ed.
That's another.
You know what I mean? Say, right. Ed.
Major Applewhite.
Like, because you basically chumped him out right there on camera.
Right.
So just take him to the locker room and say, yo, Ed, take it off.
And that's not a good look for the coach if you're thinking about recruiting. You know, it's like, yeah. You know, and this is Applewhite's first head coaching job, too. So,
he's
just going to have to learn that, you know.
He was about to catch them things from Ed Oliver last night.
And, you know, the biggest college football game of the year is coming to Mercedes-Benz Stadium to Atlanta, and 92.9 The Game and the official Dog Days Championship tailgate party is going to be at Tabernacle on December the 1st on game day, featuring Kilgo Beats, Clark of the Sacks, and Mark Owens is going to be there as part of it. Big screen, watch the game, 11:30 in the morning, December 1st at Tabernacle. Great way to watch the game with Dog Days Championship. Great party at Tabernacle. Ticket information at 929thegame.com for more. When we get back, Rick and John, top of the hour on this Falcons Friday on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.